Why is the metronome on? Oh, I figured it out. Hi, welcome to the Fuck It Diet Radio. My name is Caroline Dooner, and today's episode, I have lots of updates, and we're going to do what we've been doing for a while, which is going through recent blog posts, talking about what's going on in the Fuck It Diet, and just generally chilly, having this little time for me to talk with words about the Fuck It Diet. I just got back from my trip, my little week-long trip to the Pacific Northwest. I live in Philadelphia, and I was visiting a friend out on Bainbridge Island, which is right off of Seattle, and it was amazing. It was wonderful. And that's my friend Alexis, who was on a podcast a couple weeks back, or a couple episodes back. And in the next month, I'm going to be interviewing Isabel Fox and Duke again. That's one of my most popular episodes, and we're going to do a little chat again. It's been at least a year, so it's overdue, and it'll always, you know, she's always interesting and smart when it comes to anti-diet and body positivity. So I had a couple epiphanies, surprise, surprise, about the podcast and about the Fuck It Diet over the past couple weeks, which are really, really exciting to me. And what that means is there are going to be a lot of revamps coming, as usual. I feel like I'm always doing revamps. But I've had, you know, with writing this book, I'm writing the Fuck It Diet book, and I know I've been saying that for a year, but I've been writing it for a year, and I've been doing a million other things for a year, so it's slow going, but it is happening, and it's all moving in the right direction. I've had some big realizations about the best way to organize this and the best way to teach it and the best order and the best focus. And it's all about getting out of survival modes. And I'm really, really, really excited about that because I was teaching about the physical part, eating more, the emotional part, the mental part, energy work part, intuitive part. And it all became super clear about how all of it is helping the body to get out of survival mode. So that is a revamp I'm going to be doing with Fucketeer Academy, and it's going to trickle into everything. My other update here is that I'm going to be doing a Q&A, and I know I've been saying this, but I am now going to have a Q&A on this podcast every episode with people's questions who are Patreon supporters. So if you become a Patreon supporter of this podcast, which means you support the podcast for as little as $1 a month, or of course up to as high as you feel like you want to support the podcast, but $1 a month will make you a podcast Q&A insider, and you can ask any questions in the podcast, the Patreon portal. It's this like private space for the people who are supporters of on Patreon. And I will answer them live. So it'll be sort of like, this is sort of the way that I used to run Fucketeer Academy. When Fucketeer Academy was a monthly membership program, I had a monthly Q&A. And since I've removed the recurring monthly part of Fucketeer Academy, and now it's just a self-study program, I wanted there to be a way that I could still do a Q&A, and I wanted it to be accessible. So this is something that everyone who listens to the podcast will benefit from, but if you want to kind of be a Q&A insider and get to take part in the Q&A, you can support this podcast on Patreon. And it's P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com/Caroline Dooner. And it's super simple. So if that's something that you want to do, go ahead and do it. There are people who are currently supporting there now, and there have not been any questions yet. So we're not going to be doing a Q&A today, but we are going to be reading new blog posts and talking about other things. My other update is that I'm going to be coaching privately on boundaries. This is going to be my kind of high-end VIP offering to a couple people at a time. It's going to be private, but I mean, I'm only going to have a couple of people that I'm coaching privately at a time on boundaries, and it's going to be all about coaching you through your boundaries, creating boundaries, upholding boundaries. It's going to be mandatory accountability. It's going to be awesome. I'm actually really, really excited. I haven't been working one-on-one with people for a while because I haven't been excited about that. And I wanted to give myself a break. You know, I'm resting, blah, blah, blah. But also I wanted to make sure that what I was doing, I was really loving. And that is actually, you know, coincidentally, and thank God I'm actually practicing what I'm preaching, part of boundaries. So that is something that you can check out at thefuckadiet.com/coaching. And the very last thing I want to update is that my other epiphany is that I need to be podcasting more. I want to be. I like to. And I think what that means is I'm going to be figuring out other things to be doing on here. Maybe I will start interviewing people again. Maybe I will find a new kind of way to have different series on here. But I want to be podcasting more. And so I'm going to try to podcast between 2 to 4 times a month. That is my plan. And it will be made even better if we have a lot of people asking questions on Patreon. We can have lots of Q&As. We can have a lot of engagement. We can have a dialogue that actually expands upon itself and have some momentum here, because I love podcasting. I almost have, just looking at the stats, I almost have 100,000 listens very soon, and I probably will within the month, and that is exciting. It's like a lot and also not a lot, just depending on who you are talking to, but it is higher than lots of other, like, I don't have, you know, like 100,000 Instagram followers. So I feel like it's a really great way to engage with people who are interested in the Fuck It Diet and want support and want stories and want, you know, and kind of like getting it through this format. And I like talking, so it's good for me too. I just have to sit down and actually take the time to do all of the back end stuff. And also hosting it costs money. So that's another piece of why having Q&A supporters will be really, really helpful for everyone. All right, and without further ado, I'm giving you my obligatory, pointless, like cutesy song. When I recorded that, whenever I started this podcast, which was maybe a year and a half ago at this point, I was like, oh my God, all music, like no music is royalty free. Everything is difficult. And I just was like, all right, I'm going to make the most simple thing on this ukulele that I sort of play. I mean, I play it, but not really anymore. Anyway, I lived a whole life that I have essentially like put away. As of now, I don't know how many of you know that I went to school for acting, and I lived in New York for 10 years, and I started the Fuck It Diet there, and I quit acting when I started the Fuck It Diet, and then a year later I unquit, and I was doing both at the same time, and I was writing my own shows, and I was writing my own songs, and I was trying to make a million things work, and I was very stressed out, like genuinely stressed out. And I understand why I did. I mean, I do think that there's the part of me that knows that performing and singing is something that I really love and that I really am good at. But right now, and I moved to Philadelphia last year, almost a year ago, August 1st, and my plan was to really, really sink into the Fuck It Diet, to write the book. I hoped to be like, you know, publishing it right now, because I wanted to just spend time writing the book and running workshops and programs for the Fuck It Diet and doing this podcast, blah, blah. And then all of my previous dreams of nonstop acting work came true. So I was, it was like the opposite of rest. And I've been very aware of taking rest and making time for rest and lowering expectations and understanding how much downtime I need, especially with how busy I was. But I was doing so many insane things this past year that I know that that's life. I mean, that's the big lesson there is that's life. You make plans and then the world makes its own plans and then you try and reconcile the two. But I also bought a house. I ran so many programs for the Fuck It Diet. I mean, I'm trying to simplify, and I really barely have, but the boundaries coaching and a new boundaries program that I think might be merged with Become Your Own Damn Guru is something that I'm looking at, but it's a lot more work in order to simplify, and so I'm just weighing when and how. What am I saying this for? Oh, the intro. Yeah, the ukulele, sure. I used to like write music all the time, and now I'm like, that's lovely and wonderful, and it was good for my soul, and it helped me process certain things, and it helped me see that I could do so many creative things, but at the end of the day, there's only so many things that I can do at once if I want to do them well and want to commit to them and want to rest. So the fuck a diet it is, you see? Okay, so let's read. I see that I actually only have one posted post. It's crazy. But I'm going to read that, and then I might read another thing. We'll just see. We're just going to play around a little. But let me find it first. As usual, I have planned nothing and prepared nothing, and my internet's slow, and it's going really well. Blog. One day, maybe I'll get another photo shoot with my friend. We said that we'd do it in August, so we'll just see. All right. July 10th, I wrote a post called The Reasons You're So Tired. Why am I so tired? One, you're not eating enough. When you're restricting food in any way, read famine state, it jogs the famine state no matter how moderately you're restricting, the body conserves energy by lowering your metabolism in case you continue to not feed it enough. This state has you running on adrenaline instead of food, which is extra depleting. The answer? Eat. Another thing? I have these as bullet points, so I said one, but I don't actually have them numbered. So another thing, you're exercising too much. The same thing happens when you exercise too much. The body considers that a crisis time and will do the same thing metabolically to serve energy and fuel. You'll also be running on adrenaline and stress hormones here. The answer is to rest. Or you're not sleeping enough. Sleep more. Duh. I'm not elaborating on this one. Or you're not resting enough. We need to chill out more. If you are constantly stressed out, pushing yourself, and living on adrenaline, again, and I am someone who has lived on adrenaline for years and years and years, and sometimes I go back into that state if I'm not being very careful, you're going to become depleted fast. And thanks to America and Puritan ideals and minimum wages and our beliefs about worth and productivity, most of us are living this way, whether we're making a lot of money or a little money. Rebel against this cultural absurdity and rest. Or you're a workaholic. Lots of people use constant work to basically ignore their bodies and desires and emotions and needs, and we use constant busyness to try and convince ourselves that we are extremely responsible and worthy of adoration or praise or future rest, which never comes. Workaholism is like dieting. It's a way of feeling control and feeling temporarily calm and worthy. We think it's energy well spent until we wake up one day and wonder where all the years have gone. Answer, damn it, Caroline, you have a fucking annoying typo. It's okay, Caroline, it's okay. Sometimes I like to talk to myself like a dog that I love very much, but I'm still frustrated with. Rebel and rest. Obviously, working isn't inherently bad, but workaholism, working as a way to numb and ignore what's really going on in your life and in your body, that's the problem. Same with alcoholism, etc. Or you're tired because you're worrying too much. I know, it is easier said than done. I know, but control issues, perfectionism, and worry will sap the life force right out of you. The truth is, things will work out the way they should whether you worry or not. Trusting that is your best bet. And figuring out what extra and unnecessary stress and worry your limiting beliefs are causing. Here's another option. You're spending all your energy not feeling your emotions. You have some stuff. We all have some stuff, and some people have more or less, and some people have less. We have old emotions, some pent-up energy and trauma from times that were stressful that we are afraid to feel because it's really uncomfortable. Feeling it is scary and not fun, essentially. It's just true. Feeling it is not fun. So you spend all your energy working or dieting or whatever else to try and avoid slowing down and actually feel. I'm editing as I do this. This is terrible. Feel your body and your emotions and old traumas. And that will get you nowhere fast and deplete you. Another reason you're so tired is that you may have some chronic health stuff going on. You may also be tired because of some health interferences, as I've started calling them. I used to be obsessed with health and food purity. That was one of the ways that I obsessed over food, which is not going to help you at all because worry. That was one of the things we already talked about. But after leaving all of that behind on the fuck it diet, I have now, 5 years later, with a totally different perspective, re-entered the health and healing world, and with working with a really amazing naturopathic doctor, with a new lens and understanding of purity and perfectionism. So if you suspect that you have some chronic health stuff, possibly manifesting as chronic fatigue, but also as other things, check out my lessons, Healing Without Diets or Dogma. That's at thefuckitdiet.com/healing. I have it linked in there. You can also sign up for free lessons. They're like the first two lessons you can get free and see if it actually feels like something that's up your alley. Another reason you're so tired is that you have a million shoulds. We grow up learning from society and families and belief systems what we should be doing or thinking or wanting or striving for. We subconsciously carry these shoulds around and let them shape our experiences, our desires, our choices, and our feelings about ourselves. Oh my gosh, I'm editing. Okay. We believe we need to work and play and eat and look and love and whatever else in a certain way, or else we aren't doing it right. We aren't doing what we should. This will cause constant low-grade anxiety no matter what you do. And most people won't even know where the anxiety is coming from. The antidote to this, in my opinion, is some deep existential rest. I teach tools for this in the Rebel Survival Guide. And honestly, I've realized that the best way to teach rest is to teach boundaries, which is why I'm doing boundary coaching. It's all for rest. I shouldn't be doing this right now. I'm going to do it after this. Okay. You're living someone else's life. That's another reason you're so tired. If you make all of your choices based on other people's expectations and desires, or your community's ideals that don't match your own, you're going to wake up one day realizing you're living someone else's life. Or maybe you won't realize it and will just walk around every day for the rest of your life wondering why you're so tired and miserable. Life is a lot easier when it's aligned with what you really want to be doing. When you're spending all your energy on things you don't even care about, that's a way to get depleted fast. Rebel. Oh, that's it. That's all I wrote. All right, I've decided I'm also going to read a post that I actually haven't posted yet. So I hope I don't get confused and read it next time in my next episode, but I'll try to remember. I'll remember. Okay, and this is inspired by a quote by Jess Baker, who's the militant baker and the author of Things Nobody Will Tell Fat Girls, I think. Jess Baker, I should know this. You can hear me Googling to make sure I'm not fucking things up here. Things No One Will Tell Fat Girls. Yep. She has a quote, that fat shaming is trauma. And so I wrote a post inspired by that because trauma, actual physical energetic trauma, is something that I have been reading a lot about and working in with how that works with the energy work that we're doing and grounding and the fuck a diet and stuff that I'm already teaching. I'm kind of trying to learn from this other lens. And so I found that this was something that was really interesting to kind of talk about a little bit more. So in Fucketeer Academy, I teach how our limiting beliefs are causing panic over weight and eating and what to do about it. And it's true, they are. But it is important to note that you are not stupid or foolish or silly for believing the things that you have been taught about weight. You're not weak for being afraid of gaining weight, because we live in a society that is absolutely cruel and brutal to fat people. Being shamed overtly or covertly is trauma. Living in a society that fat shames is constant trauma too. This is why gaining weight causes major panic. We live in a society that tells you that gaining weight is the last thing we should do. We live in a society where people are openly ridiculed for gaining weight or being fat in the media. This is trauma. This is cruelty, and this is very real. It is happening constantly. Of course, we've developed coping mechanisms to try and do anything we can to avoid the pain of being shamed and ostracized. Experiences of being shamed or feeling shamed or witnessing other people being shamed based on their body and then being told that you deserve to be shamed because of your weight and body size, because your weight and body size are all your fault, that will lead you to develop coping mechanisms to try and avoid this pain in the future. Not to mention that one of our top ways to try and avoid feeling this pain is to put our bodies through the physically traumatic experience of dieting and restriction and metabolism fuckwithery. We do that in order to try and avoid triggering the trauma of being privately or publicly shamed for your size or looks. It is all fucking trauma, and it's also trying to avoid trauma with more trauma. It is painful, it is real, it is cyclical. It feeds itself, and it's no wonder we're also emotional and anxious and hard on ourselves. All we can do is our best. All we can do is to try to discharge old stuck energy in our bodies by grounding and being in our bodies. That is how you process old emotions and trauma. That's how you actually process things that are triggering to you. And of course, if you try to do this and it's overwhelming and it feels really scary and terrible, I recommend that you work with a psychologist and someone who is open to working through trauma. All we can do is try to be aware of the limiting beliefs we have subconsciously taken to be true that are causing extra pain. And all we can do... What? I'm trying to read this last sentence and it's a mess. And all we can do is whatever work we are meant to do to make this world a kinder place. Okay, sorry. I was like on such a roll. I was like so inspired by this post. And all we can do is whatever work in this world that we are meant to do to make it a kinder place. Okay, sorry. I really shouldn't be editing my posts live. Okay, great. I mean, we're obviously not live. We're not live because you're not listening to this as I record it, if you know what I mean. But I am recording this live. Like, I am alive. I'm alive right now. I'm live. Anyway, you know what I mean, I think. What else do I want to talk about? Do I want to go to Caroline Dooner and read through my site? Because I've updated it so intensely to reflect my rest and to reflect all the things that I don't want to be doing right now. So in the spirit of me talking about me being an actor and being a performer and like doing all these things, like I was writing all these like humor posts and I was trying to figure out how to make my comedy solo show like take off and like be successful, and I wanted everything to be successful, and I wanted to like, I don't know, I just didn't know what I was doing, and I didn't know what I was meant to be doing, and I didn't know what things to let go of and what things to keep doing, and it all really eventually came down to which things were depleting and which things weren't depleting. And I will tell you that doing house concerts just of your solo show, where it's just you like performing for like an hour and a half in front of people who are sitting like 2 feet away from you, and like trying to like make money that way and like gain a following that way, and like traveling on the subway for like an hour and a half from Washington Heights to Brooklyn to do that, and like being like wondering like when that's ever gonna end, is really, really exhausting. And if you're going to compare that to doing this podcast and connecting with people who really need and want support on the Fuck It Diet, like from my living room and having 100,000 listens by me. I don't even know where these people come from. Like, I literally don't know who is listening to this. I don't know how they're finding it. I think they're finding it on iTunes. And I think that they're finding it on iTunes because of you guys who have left amazing reviews. And so that is just a really natural segue into, please, if you want to do something super, you know, completely free that will help this podcast so much, leave a 5-star review on the iTunes store, because it must help it get in front of people, because I don't promote it anywhere except, you know, in emails and on the site. So thank you for that. And that is just another example of figuring, like, you know, throwing spaghetti at the wall and seeing which spaghetti is depleting spaghetti and which spaghetti is like totally sustainable and fun and aligned spaghetti. Does that make sense to you? That kind of, oh my God, I'm really distracted right now because I'm on iTunes because I wanted to go to these reviews that you guys left on the Fuck a Diet Radio, but then of course iTunes is like showing me all the episodes that I should be listening to. Oh my God, there's even more. You guys are so wonderful. Only one person rated it 3. Everyone else rated it 5. Thank you guys. It's really lovely. There are 2 new reviews. I'm just so happy. Okay. I'm going to read them later. But what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to just read my site, because I think talking about rest and then obviously boundaries is the way that I teach rest. Like, rest is not doing what you don't want to do, right? But how do you actively not do what you want to do is boundaries. Does that make sense? And over the past couple years, I have really, really deliberately taken steps to create boundaries in my life, to make sure that I slowly am moving towards and being really, really clear about the things that I want to be doing and don't want to be doing, both with people and just in general with different jobs and different even friends and friend groups. And it's been amazing, actually. It's really, really exciting, and it really it makes a difference. It makes like an actual concrete difference in your life. And there's a piece of decluttering there too. Like, it's hard to even know what you want and don't want if there are too many things swimming around in your brain and your heart and your house. So actually making space and getting rid of things and activities helps you see what matters to you and what doesn't matter to you. Okay, now I'm rambling. So when you go to my site, it's just now, it says Caroline Dooner, and there's a picture of me resting. There used to be like 2 like sort of annoying pictures. One said acting, one said writing, and you clicked on which direction you wanted to go. And that's when I was like, oh my God, I'm living a double life. To some people, I'm an actor. To some people, I am like a writer of comedy. And to some people, I'm like a writer of the Fuck a Diet. Who am I? What's my voice? What do I do? It was a symbol of like literally, living a double life. Anyway, when you click on rest, it takes you to the about page. I hope this better work. I did this at like midnight in a hotel room 2 nights ago in Seattle. Okay. Now it says the most important thing to know about me right now is that I'm resting, so I can't do your thing. And then it says I'm also a performer and a writer, because that is true. I mean, sort of. I write about body image and anti-diet stuff at thefuckitdiet.com. The Fuck a Diet. It doesn't say thefuckitdiet.com. I run online workshops, and I have a podcast called The Fuck a Diet Radio, and that's what you're listening to right now. I train in musical theater, improv, comedy, and different kinds of energetic and emotional healing and grounding work. Sort of like yoga and Reiki, but not yoga and Reiki. That is a question that I get all the time. Oh, like yoga? Like Reiki? Yeah, but not yoga and Reiki. Yoga and Reiki are great, but those aren't the things that I trained in. I'm currently on hiatus from lots of things right now because hashtag resting. I'm researching resting by actively resting. I just don't feel like going into a laundry list of all the many semi-successful and disparate creative pursuits I had up until recently, because what's even the point? Right now, all I want to do is touch trees and learn what they have to teach me. That's essentially what I was doing in Seattle. I change my about page all of the time because life is a work in progress, guys. You can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I tweet about bugs and God and resting mostly. You can contact me below, but I probably won't respond. So my writing page used to talk about like, oh, I write shows and I write songs and I do shows and I can do house concerts and I can do this and I can do that. And I write blogs on here and I make little memes of models who look miserable and I call it Models Wanting More and I do all of these things. And that was like, oh God, it was me just trying to like make everything work. And I'm so sick of trying to make everything work. So right now on the writing page, it just says, I'm currently focused on writing the Fuck It Diet. It's for chronic dieters who want to stop fixating on food and body. I write about perfectionism, chilling the F out, limiting beliefs, resting, and boundaries. I also have a podcast called the Fuck It Diet Radio. Here we are again. You can support the podcast through Patreon. And again, guys, that's the way to become a Q&A insider. I write other jokey bullshit about bugs and God on this. I say that because those are the things that I tended to tweet about or whatever. Whatever I write. I like tweet and like nobody follows me on Twitter. I literally just tweet for myself. Okay. I write other jokey bullshit about bugs and God on this site's blog and my Instagram and Twitter. I used to write shows and songs and whatever else, and I may again, but for now I'm resting, or at least trying to. I'm going to edit that. I'm very grateful and great and full. Because I normally am full and I am great, just like you. You're great too. And I hope you're full. Of food. Okay. And then, so let's publish this. I shouldn't be doing this, meaning I shouldn't be like editing my site while I read it. Interestingly, I sort of already said these things about what I've been doing, and it's just like confirmation that this is what's happening. Okay. And the very last thing that I have is the acting page, which I don't know. I mean, I literally was an actor on stage. July 22nd? Like, whoa, actually. That's crazy that it's almost been a month. But a month ago, I was, starring in Gypsy at a good theater in Philadelphia. So that's weird because I feel like acting is something that I'm taking a break from right now. So that's why I still have this acting, like, part of my site, but I don't know. It's kind of like, doesn't feel, whoa, this is fucked up. All right, so I have like pictures of me and then like a million headshot pictures of me, which feels weird. Maybe I should take them down, actually. That might be nice. It's hard to say, guys. I just don't know who I am. I don't know who I am on this acting site, I mean. And then I have an acting reel and one song. And then I said, coming up, I'm resting. Okay. So that's good. What am I doing here? So I think what I would like to read is something not from the Fuck It Diet, if that's okay with you. I'm going to read, let me go to this site. I'm going to read this post that I wrote about something that happened. Whoa. That's really funny. December 22nd, I wrote a resting report. Oh my God. December 22nd, while I was doing like a million full-time jobs, I wrote, resting report. I'm doing a terrible job. Yesterday, I woke up early because I hurt my back carrying a table down my walk up onto the street. Then I had an electrician and a plumber basically tell me my house was jerry-rigged by a very beautiful but very janky contractor. The work is beautiful, not the contractor. Actually, who knows? Who knows? I don't know. He could have been really beautiful, and it even could have been a woman who was also beautiful. And also, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I didn't write any of this. I'm just extrapolating. And they also told me that I had to pay mad money to fix it all. And then that's all I wrote because I probably got stressed out and had to go like do a show or something. Okay. But I didn't want to read this. I wanted to read all the proof I need of God. And I put God with a lowercase g because like, I don't know, I just feel like being a rebel. When I was 9, we got our first printer and it never worked. It would make sounds and then nothing. It turns out we didn't know how to set it up from within the computer settings. So when I was 9, it was 1997, I think. 1997. We didn't know how to set it up from within the computer settings. Only later did my uncle tell us that it was set to fax and it wasn't set to print. But in the meanwhile, I just felt like the tech gods were against me. Like, I was personally technology cursed. Everyone else, all my friends could print things from their computers. Why couldn't I? Why do you make so much sound when I press on and then nothing when I click print? So I decided to pray, obviously. It was my only option. I tried everything else. I prayed to Mary, the Mother of God, of course, because she was a girl, and I was raised Catholic, but she was a girl and the only one who could understand me. And I prayed, please, please, dear Mary. I always called God, dear God, and dear Mary. Please print this Kid Pix picture. I just want to print this rainbow squiggly line and pink circle. Please prove to me that you can heal all. Hail Mary, full of grace. And then it printed. Literally, it printed. It printed my Kid Pix picture one time, even though it was set to fax. And it never worked again. So ever since then, I've obviously believed in miracles. And ever since then, the sound of that printer makes me feel the presence of a girl god who appreciates rainbow squiggles. I like talking about God in a absurd, humorous way, because through time, through the years of strange different relationships with God and being more religious and then less religious and then not religious, but considering myself spiritual, but knowing that the fuck it diet was because of essentially prayers that I had had throughout when I was in high school and miserable, and a trust that I was going to be guided to healing my eating and healing my health, even though I didn't know how that was going to happen. And I just know, I mean, like, this has nothing to do with religion, but has to do with a trust that there is something, and that it will help you and guide you, but you can't control it for the life of you. And it also can't control you. But anyway, this might be more woo-woo than anyone wants to listen to, but I just know that the fuck a diet was something that came from really asking for help and asking to be guided and trying a million things and trusting that I was going to figure it out, and then letting go of needing to figure it out. And I've said a million times that you know, the fuck it diet came to me in a literal epiphany where I understood significantly more than I had the moment before about how food and body image and dieting all work together in a way that was never going to work. And I understood this path forward that I then researched to kind of like support with science, but it made sense to me in a way, and it has ever since, in this like really, really clear and simple way. And then everything I've done since then is try and apply it to myself, like try and actually take the steps to become normal with eating and to become okay with wherever my body needed to land, and that it, you know, and then reporting on how to do that essentially. And that's what the fuck a diet is. It's getting out of famine mode. It's getting out of that survival mode that your body's in. And then it's getting out of this emotional kind of like high adrenaline trauma mode that we get into. And I know that I don't want to overuse trauma, but I really do believe that most of us are traumatized even from very tiny little stressors that happened. And it's because we disassociate from our bodies and we really don't want to feel what it feels like to feel and to be in our bodies because it's uncomfortable. And so then we sort of have this pileup of unfelt energy. And that can take the form of actual emotional energy where you can say, I feel sad, I feel angry, or it's just really like hot or uncomfortable sensation that is tied up in discharged energy. And that is from Waking the Tiger, which is a book on trauma that I've been reading to sort of fill out my own personal understanding and way of teaching and understanding energy work and grounding and what it's actually doing with emotions and energy in your body. Okay. And then the last thing is, are all the limiting beliefs that we get from culture and from our experiences that we kind of have in our consciousness that confirm or seem to confirm what we're feeling and what we're doing and what we're believing about food and weight. And then rest, letting yourself off the hook, and then having great boundaries in place to actually allow yourself to do that. Well, hey, that is the fuck a diet in a like actual nutshell. And that is the book that I'm trying to write for you. So I think that this has been long enough and I've rambled enough. And there are no current Q&As in the Patreon, but let me just check. Let me just double, triple check. So, yeah, nobody's asked a question, but if you want to become a podcast insider and you want to get in on this and you want to ask a question that'll be answered on here, $1 a month will get you that insider privilege, and this is going to be a beautiful thing. I don't know what direction this is going to go in, but if I can post at least twice a month, if not once a week, an episode. I think that that would be really great, and hopefully it will be of value and helpful for the Fuck It Diet and just for chilling out. Rest is the goal, right? And happiness, you know, obviously. All right, guys, I will talk to you next time. Thank you for listening, and thank you for rating and reviewing this well on iTunes. Remember, patreon.com/Caroline Dooner. You can become an insider. And if you want to be coached on boundaries, thefuckitdiet.com/coaching is where you can buy that. And when I have filled the slots, I will be posting on there that there are no more slots at the time. But right now there are. And so I'll talk to you later. Bye.